cliffcentral.com.
The Unview, the thin, the rich, and the fabulous on cliffcentral.com.
Good morning to you. Kisses from coast to coast. My name is Alan Ford, doing the entertainment show every single week here on the one and only cliffcentral.com. It's good to be with you. So many interesting things happening. We'll have a new president of Zimbabwe tomorrow. Grace Mugabe has fled the country. Shame, Sandton City. That Golden Mile, Louis Vuitton, it's going to be dead. Dead, she'll now be supporting the Louis Vuitton in Paris. Sorry, Sandton City. You know, of course, all you did was sell her Louis Vuitton and Gucci and all that lovely stuff. So, cheers, Grace. Cheers, Bob. There'll be a new president announced tomorrow. By the way, it is official. It was on the Zimbabwean Twitter government handle. And then he's also, he's created his own, did you see it? His own love handle. He's not love handle, his presidential handle. New prez, seriously, of Zim. And that'll happen tomorrow. So big news coming from there. The rain, it was raining in Cape Town, raining in Joburg, raining in Durban yesterday. So please let there be more rain. And I want to tell you, I went to possibly one of the most interesting places in South Africa. I went to a place called Dahel, Gamanskloof, to film. What an incredible spot, set in a valley, which is in the Swartberg Mountains, is where one of the rarest Afrikaans communities have lived for the past 300 odd years. And from one side of the pass, you can only 4x4 in. Like, it takes you 37 kilometers, takes you over 3 hours. And from the other side, you can only donkey out. And here is this Afrikaans community that makes konfait like old konfait, and it's so interesting. It's one of the most, one of the hardest places in South Africa to get to. It's an hour from Oudtshoorn, in the most beautiful pass. The pass was half on fire because of the Cape fires, which are crazy at the moment. But this was such a beautiful experience. But the most interesting experience was I got a set of kudu horns. Me, a vegetarian that hasn't killed a thing in its life. But the dangers to the kudus in the area, it's part of Sandpox, so you're not allowed to shoot in that reserve, but is the Cape leopard. And they've got the most flourishing Cape leopards in this area because no one can get there to bother them. So they find these dead kudus, and obviously the Cape leopard doesn't use the horns for their houses. So, they're so great. And yeah, so it's such a pleasure to take these kudu horns, like three twirls, a meter and a half long, each kudu horn. Beautiful, beautiful experience. The reason I say this is because if you ever get an opportunity to see places like Porphyry or Lurisfontein in the Northern Cape or Dahel or Gamanskloof, whatever you want to call it, take it. Because I think sometimes we look for the Amazon or we look for going to the gorillas or we look at going to places in Vietnam when they're actually beautiful places that are untouched in South Africa. And the community is divine and they make proper old bright breakies and all. It's such a cool experience. And they've got solar panels, and I mean, they're not completely out of, in the dark ages, but just a good experience. Great show lined up today. So first and foremost, we're going to chat to Sello Makakangube, one of the top actors. He is a South African superstar, also opened or played the Mufasa in London, The Lion King, played in Generations, played in Scandal, played all over the show. We'll chat to him in a second. We'll also chat about a folk music concert happening at the Nairox Sculptor Park. It's actually a Bob Dylan Subterranean songbook tribute. We'll chat about that. Bernard J, Mr. Producer, joins us on the line to talk about not only Pinocchio that opened, the pantomime with Janice Honeyman, it opened this past weekend, but also The Colour Purple, which Janice is directing and he's producing, which opens in January, end of January, also at the Joburg Theatre. We'll talk about that. We'll also have Lerato Mvelase in the show. She plays Shug Avery. How do you say it? Come and see it.
Shug Avery.
Shug Avery. I was there and I saw when Fantasia played it on in New York, The Colour Purple. Okay. And then we'll chat in a moment to Amy Jones, her latest album, her latest single, Forget the Day. It's a jam-packed entertainment show with so many different genres of music and interesting things. On the line, though, let's open the show with the one and only Sello Makakangube. Okay, Sello's not there. Let's try to get Sello back on the line. Okay, we're going to... Jane is having a fight with me because I'm sorry that he put the phone down, Jane. What was I tell you? We'll chat to Cyril in a moment. But how are you doing, Amy? Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Alan, for having me.
And we're going to play some good music. When did you release this new song?
About a few weeks ago, yeah. Forget the Day.
Forget the Day.
Really going incredibly well.
You're going to play it in a moment, you know.
I'm going to play it in a moment, a snippet of it, because the rest you need to hear it.
And buy it
and
do all that.
It. Yeah.
That type of stuff. But again, what is Forget the Day?
Forget the Day I wrote, actually co-wrote with Caleb Williams back in Cape Town, and Amin Haran produced it. But it's basically about if you had a very crappy day, you know, and going towards the weekend, that's the song you want to sing.
Okay, so we're going to get to that song in a moment. On the line, the one and only Cello Maka Kangube. Welcome, Cello, to the show.
Good morning, Helen. How are you?
There's that sultry voice of Mr. Cello Maka Kangube. Cello, first and foremost, of course, I mean, my first experience of meeting you is over 15 years ago, more than 15 years ago, on the West End when I stood outside that theatre after you performed Mufasa and the Lion King, and boy oh boy, you're back in South Africa and you're making a huge impact. Your new show is The House of Truth, your new stage production. Tell me about it.
Yes. The House of Truth is a play based on the life of Ken Temple, famously known for having written the short story The Suit.
Yes, of course, he wrote The Suit, and I mean, he was very well known as assistant editor of Drum Magazine in the 50s, and that phenomenal short story called The Suit. But what does this particular play look at? I mean, in particular, his life or his writing?
It's basically his life, actually. It is based on his life. The playwright, Spiwo Mahala, basically... In fact, he's doing a doctor's thesis on Ken Temple. And I think in the process of doing that, he actually just had this idea, you know, to do a play, to write a play about his life. You know, and yeah, and, you know, here we are doing it. And basically, it reveals the sides of Ken Temple that, you know, the side of Ken Temple that people never knew about. You know, and I guess Fuel basically, you know, being involved in his research and finding out about the man, I think really just got out and brought out the gems about this man's life. And it is written, you know, as a one-man play. And yeah, and it runs for like, 80 minutes. Well, and this year basically was Ken Temple's 50th anniversary since he passed on. And yeah, you know, just basically there's a celebration of this phenomenon of a person, you know, who spoke big English, actually.
Well, I mean, the incredible thing about it is that we know of Ken Temple, and we know of his political work, his literary work, but again, he's interesting, he's very inspiring. I mean, of course, you go to the play goes into detail about him. It looks at you know, his life, his studies, and of course, what led to his early death in Swaziland, related to alcohol and poor health.
Yes. Well, look, I mean, one thing that is very, you know, that comes very clear in the play is just how, you know, how basically all he wanted basically was just to be a school teacher, you know, and he's actually a very, a sad victim of apartheid. And they're just showing that, you know, in spite of all the, you know, the effort that he made in his life to strive for excellence, but the environment was so brutal to him that he actually ended up even, you know, resigning himself in alcohol and ending up being forced out of the country to go into exile.
Well, I must tell you, Cello, I love your work. I always have. I mean, I think you're absolutely superb. On the line we have Cello Makakangube. Cello, what are you doing at the moment besides this? Are you on the TV screens? I mean, Scandal, you would...
Yes, I'm involved in doing in The Queen.
Yes, The Queen.
Television on Bloody Magic by the Ferguson family.
And how's that role? I mean, you've played meanies, you've played the good guys.
And I'm playing a gay person, and there've been a lot of people have been shocked when they saw me playing gay. Many others couldn't believe that it was me.
Cello playing a gay guy in The Queen, which is, I mean, it's, I guess an actor can do as many. One of the times, the previous times that we spoke many years ago, you spoke about celibacy. How's that going for you, by the way? Do you remember that?
Well, that was for that time, you know.
Are we over celibacy?
No, it's over. Well, like, I think it was done for a particular reason, and it has helped me, and, you know, I mean, at that time I achieved whatever I wanted to, you know, to achieve. Mm. But I think also, you know, I mean, and I think for me it just shows how important it is that one can actually have self-control.
Which is
you know, and to have self-control, man, it makes you the master, you know, the captain of your soul, you know.
Well, I love having you on the show as always. I need you in studio. We'll get you in soon. Cello Makakangube, thank you for joining us on the line.
When? I want you
in soon. I'm going to have you in the next couple of weeks. I want you in.
And great. That would be great.
I want to know what it's like to play a queer homo. Woo!
Thank you very much.
I love you.
The play's ending on Saturday, and people should rush in.
Please get your tickets. It's until Saturday at, of course, the Auto and General Theatre on the Square. Daphne Kuhn's lovely place. It's something you've got to see. It's phenomenal. Cello, look after yourself. We'll chat to you soon.
Thank you very much, Alan.
That's one and only Cello Makakangube. Yo, well, he's a super. He is a South African. I think he's got more awards and accolades across the world than any other South Africans. Really, absolutely brilliant. Coming to now, the one and only Amy Jones. Forget the day. Amy, you started playing the guitar when you were 14 years old.
Yeah, that is correct.
And last year, you were one of the only few that were part of Faith. Is it called Faith Guitars?
Faith Guitars, yes. Actually, a week ago, I found out that I am one of the brand ambassadors for Faith Guitars. And actually,
what is Faith Guitars?
Faith Guitars is a brand from the UK, and they're prone to stand, you know, for their faith. Mm. And it's beautiful because the guitar that I have is called Faith, but it has Faith on and then a small cross.
Okay,
but it's actually a cross, but it looks like a F, but it presents a cross for Christ, so it's beautiful.
You started your career or your start of fame, Idols.
Yeah.
And how did that go for you? It was nice to see Gareth.
Yeah, it was like, it's just like, wow. I saw him like 4 years ago. It was amazing. He looks younger, actually. So that's a good thing. Yeah, but it's an amazing experience. And I learned a lot, you know, and I'm 24 now. And it's just amazing to see, like, it was a big eye opener for me as a 20-year-old then, you know, what the industry is like. So I've learned a lot.
Well, I mean, you've been a part of the youth choirs and the Stellenbosch Girls Choir, and you've done all this type of stuff. But it's nice now to break out and create your own sense.
Yeah, my own sound, own identity, and just branding, you know, Amy Jones. It's not Amy Jones from Idols, but it's Amy Jones.
I just use the reference point because people remember you from Idols.
Exactly, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, it's something that's part of my story, and I love that. So
you had, was it Burn?
Burn.
Burn was your...
Sunrise was the first one.
Yes.
And then Burn is the second one, and I'll Forget the Day is the third one.
Okay, divine. So Forget the Day is when you're having a bad one.
When you're having a bad day, and I think it's always, for me as a songwriter, I love adding hope to a song. Mm-hmm. So ending it with a hopeful tone. So knowing that you're having a bad day now, but tomorrow it's going to be better. Someone's going to love you better tomorrow.
And I love that people are getting this from the show. Is that I love everyone comes prepared. So the guitars are all ready, all tuned, and we're ready to get going. So Amy Jones from the music, Forget the Day, take it away.
Okay. I I've been up since 6 a.m. and I'm spent. Need a little less of you in my head. Cause all I wanna do is let go. So let's go. I have all these things that I don't wanna think about. Think about. I just wanna sing, wanna dance, wanna feel right now. Feel right now. All I wanna do is forget the day. I just wanna move and do it my way. Forget the day. Forget the day. Forget the day. All I wanna do. All I wanna do. Forget the day. Forget the day.
Beautiful, beautiful. That is beautiful. What a great song.
Thank you.
People can download it.
Yeah.
Okay. iTunes. So easy, yeah. Things have changed. You don't have to buy a whole album. Yeah, you can like add it to your playlist.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's let's say R15. You can just buy the song, or R10, whatever it goes for.
R10. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Let's go and get it.
So who's inspired you? Who inspires Amy Jones? Firstly, it's a great name, Amy Jones. You know, Nora Jones, Alan Ford, Nathan Rowe.
I like that.
That is my name. I know. But Amy Jones.
Yeah.
It's a great name and it's a great stage name.
It's my name, yeah. It's cool.
Amy, so who inspires you? Who's your favorite artist?
My favorite artist would be Tori Kelly, mm-hmm. and then Ed Sheeran. Yeah. To date now. Yeah. Other than back in the day, it was Whitney Houston, you know, the Celine Dion. And I used to watch the movie Grease.
Really?
When I was 4 or 5 and sing along with the remote in my hand. Hopelessly devoted.
Can you strum it?
No, I've that's actually a song that I must learn and I'll tell the story.
So, because, yeah. I mean, I forget the day is beautiful and solemn, but I mean, I think Zimbabwe's in celebration. I think we need something hip. So should we rock something? Can you?
We can rock. I can do the Sunrise one. Do you want to hear that one?
Let's rock it.
Let's hear some more music
from Amy Jones.
Here we go.
Sunrise.
Sunrise, because Zimbabwe, you guys are getting a new president.
Yay! Bye, Rob. Cheers, Bob. Shame. I believe he's still alive in the compound. Probably on a straw.
Do you know what you're looking for since you walked? You walked right out the door. It's okay to move on, for the best days are still yet to come. You've opened my eyes, cause I see the sunrise. I see the sunrise. I see the sunrise. I see the sunrise. Yeah, yeah, oh, oh. Yeah, yeah, oh, oh. Yeah, yeah, oh, oh. Oh, oh. I see the sunrise. First you were up, then you were down. What you gonna say now, cause you look like the clown. You wear your heart right on your sleeve. Then I thought maybe you'd go down on your knee. Do you know what you're looking for since you walked? You walked right out the door. It's okay to move on, for the best days are still yet to come. You've opened my eyes, cause I see the sunrise. Yeah, yeah, oh, oh. Yeah, yeah, oh, oh. Yeah, yeah, oh, oh. Oh, oh, I see the sunrise.
Beautiful. Amy Jones in studio.
Thank you so much.
Amy, where can people see you perform?
I'm actually performing in Cape Town on the 2nd of December, mm-hmm. and then hopefully I'll be back in Joburg for a show, so...
And where are you performing in the second? Can people buy tickets?
Eagle Flay in Paul. Oh, it's in Paul. I'm from Paul, so it's there.
Okay.
Tickets are available at Concert Tickets.
Battle,
yeah.
Oh, it's hot then, February. what a beautiful place. Beautiful. I love
beautiful.
The Battle.
It's so small and I love it. But yeah, I think it's available at Comfy Ticket, and I hope to see you there from Cape Town, and you're tuning in. So okay. Come and support.
Love it. Thank you. The one and only Amy Jones, thank you for joining us in studio.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Come and stand behind for a picture, because we need a pic, and we're going to move on to some other wonderful things that are happening in and around this. As I said, that's what's happening in the Battle. We've now got some other great guys in studio, and of course, they... Firstly, Bob Dylan's a legend. And I love the sculpture park. It does so many interesting things, this place, besides music festivals, right in the cradle of mankind. Welcome, Lloyd, Anthony Smith, and Naming James. Come up to the microphone. How are you guys?
Hello, Alan.
Hi,
welcome.
Alan.
Welcome. Tell us about the show.
So, at Nyrock Sculpture Park, we host a bunch of different genre concerts throughout the year. We've got a blues concert, classical music, jazz, roots music. And next Saturday for our folk concert, we're hosting a Bob Dylan tribute. So a full day of just Bob Dylan compositions.
Now, I know, Jamie, you're gonna perform for us.
Yes.
But I mean, I need a little bit. You've got to give me a little, like just because it's Bob Dylan. It needs to be like one verse or something.
One verse.
Yeah, one something from Bob Dylan.
This is one a verse from Poor Boy, and it's goes. Knocking on the door, I say, who is it, where you're from? Man says, Freddie, I say, Freddie, who? He says, Freddie, you're not, here I come. Poor boy, laying him straight, picking up the cherries, falling off the plate.
Yeah.
Hey.
Interesting character, huh?
Absolutely.
A recluse. Yeah, I mean... Do you find that when you do this type of tribute concert or show, you've got to kind of what's the word?
Channel, distill.
I think the word is channel, yeah, or like you've got to channel them in some sense.
Yeah.
How do you or identify? Channel. Let's use the word channel or distill. You have to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come closer to the mic.
Obviously, I've been a huge fan, and he's been a massive inspiration,
mm-hmm.
but. In light of this tribute show, it has been amazing going through the songs, practicing them, revisiting a lot of Bob Dylan music that I haven't heard in a while. I've actually been putting in a lot of practice and picked some of my most favorite songs. And going through them, you really do have to get into it properly to put a piece of yourself there as well, so you can perform it truthfully and how it was intended.
Also, in addition to that, for this particular showcase next weekend, we're bringing all the performing artists in. So there's about 10 artists in total, and everybody's coming into Nyrock to stay in the artist residency for 5 days before the concert. So that's going to give us a chance to workshop some of the different songs, to collaborate, to add different instrumentation. We've got... lap steel slide guitars, violins, harmonicas, flutes, etc.
Okay.
Just to bring it to life
to
a little bit.
To jam and then to collaborate. That's what it's about. So Lloyd, I'm intrigued by this, because I think if you think about it, it's a very special place on Earth. I spoke to you about Gammonskraal de Dal and Die Parel, which is very unusual, also a hot spot in South Africa. And a lot of people go to the Cape and they never visit Die Parel. And now we talk about the cradle of humankind, where the sculpture park is at. And I mean, I've filmed there and I've done some beautiful thing when they lit the whole all the, in winter when they burnt the sculpture into the grass, and seen some really cool things. That's a very special spot for this type of music.
Yeah, definitely. Well, as you alluded to, the cradle of humankind, I mean, obviously its significance is massive for our species and our story, you know, like 3 million years ago, that's where our initial ancestors decided to suddenly walk upright and, you know, the initial sparks of sentience occurred. And 3 million years later, we're now in that same space in a sculpture garden with like fine art and massive outdoor works, you know, often at the forefront of human expression and engagement. And, you know, to be allowed that space to host something like this, something, and, you know, an ode to an artist and a poet who has influenced, you know, contemporary man's story for close to half a century, you know.
Bob Dylan,
Dylan's stuff is still so relevant today, you know, from the time that it caught a light in the 60s and how people, I mean, everybody that's performing next week, Saturday, even though he's had such a profound influence on many of their careers and the way that they approach songwriting and lyrics, you know, none of them were even born by the time Dylan was already around the world.
Cat Stevens performed last night in Durban, and he was in Joburg and Cape Town recently. And again, these are legends that we are very blessed if we get the opportunity to see live in concert today. And Bob Dylan would be one of those.
Yeah.
But I think the celebration of their music is also, or a new take on their music, or a new voice on their music is also a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, there's a favorite, is it Mary J. Blige song, Take the Shackles Off My Feet So I Can Dance, was written in the late 19th century, which is brilliant, because then she rocked and rolled, Take the Shackles Off My Feet So I Can Dance, and that used to be an old praise song. But it just shows you that there's ways that you can interpret people's music, and that's what you want.
Yeah.
Well, just on that note, so Bob Dylan's never had a number one hit, from what I understand, but more than 20 of his songs have been covered and gone to number one.
Really?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Does he still? I don't think he does tour.
He does relentlessly.
Does
he?
Yeah.
Still to this day. He does, he has a full calendar. He still does it.
Well, Anthony, as a producer, an impresario.
An impresario.
Yeah,
sure, impresario. Go on.
Why don't you bring him out?
He didn't respond to my emails, so.
No, but seriously, you get hold of the agent. It's something.
Just like that, Alan.
As you do, you raise the fund and you go and do it. Many people have done it in the past.
Yeah, well, this is a slightly different take.
Why not do it? It's come on, the producer, this is what we expect, what we want from you.
Sure, but what we're
this
offering.
This is still cool.
Why, thank you.
And I'm not saying that this is. I'm not taking away from them. I'm just saying as a producer.
No, I'm joking.
I do want to come back to. So. What can people expect? So do people camp? How does it work?
So the Nyrox concerts, how they're set up, it's a daytime event.
Okay.
So this one's no different. So gates will open next week, Saturday, the 25th of November at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. How many days is it going for?
It's just next Saturday.
It's just Saturday.
It's a one-off.
It's a one-off thing.
Once in a lifetime, completely unique sort of collaborative artistic experiment. And it's a full day of music, food, art, and nature in the cradle. So 10 o'clock, people can arrive. 11 o'clock, the first musician starts, and there's music all the way through the day until sunset.
And the theme is folk music, so it's not Bob Dylan from beginning to end.
It's Bob Dylan from. We're only doing Dylan compositions.
Just Dylan. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I understand it's called the Bob Dylan, but often when you go see Lady Gaga, it's opened by someone, so it's not that. Okay, it's a full. Okay.
No, we're diving head first into the Nobel Prize winner. So we're going to see exactly, you know, we're going to have some of his popular songs, some of his obscure songs,
some
all
of his
reworked.
Poetry written, I would admit, that he, because he's written some beautiful poetry.
Absolutely.
I actually got a beautiful coffee table book on Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
It's such a, one of Annie Leibovitz's favorite people to film, to shoot for stills. Just beautiful.
Yeah.
But Jamie Ashen.
Aitchison.
Yes. Sorry, Aitchison. See, one must get phonetic. but you're not known as that. You're known as naming James.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That's your, and you, I've seen that you got a couple of hits on YouTube and songs. And when I say hits, not the click click. I mean songs, hits. tell me. So, what defines you as a performer? What do you perform?
Well, I've been performing for many, many years, and For me, the main thing is songwriting. And as much as I love to entertain a crowd and have worked at that, mm-hmm. I really do have a message in my music that is to make people feel good, be themselves, and it's a hopeful thing. And also just to go deeper into the craft of songwriting.
Give us
I'll give you a snippet of
something.
It's a new song called Eyes on the Prize.
Eyes on the Prize. Naming James. Here we are.
I was a cold Casanova, sipping cyanide and soda. I was an old blind hobo, sinking sidewalk sailboats. I was a bulletproof banker, with targets on my ankles. I was a psychic psychoanalyst, in the back of the ambulance. And what you gonna be when you get old, wrapped in rags or jewels and gold? How you gonna say you spent your time? Was it a waste or were you wise? Eyes wide on the prize. Eyes wide on the prize.
Eyes wide on the prize. What's the name of the song?
Eyes on the Prize.
Eyes on the Prize, and when's it going to be released?
I have to record it still, so please come to my gigs, buy my other albums,
download my songs.
This weekend will be a day festival in Melville, the relaunching of 27 Boxes. Mm-hmm. On Sunday, I will be at the Beer House in Four Ways. Next weekend, obviously, at
Have you got a website?
Yes, namingjames.com.
NamingJames.com, look for him and go and find him. He will be performing next week Saturday at the Bob Dylan Subterranean Songbook Tribute at the Nyrox Sculpture Park. Woo-hoo! Sculpture Park in the beautiful, beautiful cradle of humankind. Guys, I want to thank you for being with us and have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
Look forward. I might pop in to come and see you next week. Go rock and roll. Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks, Alan.
That's it. Naming James and Lloyd Anthony Smith, the producer. It's good to have them. Okay. Guys, stand behind me. Let's have a pick. I don't know. This is what we do when we're controlling things at once. On the line, as we move on through the show, firstly, Pinocchio was phenomenal.
Yes.
The opening. The opening last week was absolutely superb. Janice Honeyman and Bernard J. What a collaborating team. Mrs. Producer and Mr. Producer. And then, of course, Bernard J. is very, very blessed at the moment because he has brought out the magnificent one and only The Color Purple. Beautiful story about The Color Purple is I saw it 2 weeks after it opened in New York with Fantasia. From Idols. She won the Idols contest, and Oprah was still in New York City, and there was a huge hype, and it was just quite great, and it was wonderful to see the show. Different from the movie, you know, because it's obviously all a lot more music.
Yes.
But in studio, we'll chat to you in a moment, is Lerato Mvelase, who a well-known actress, has performed across the stages of South African television screens. But Mr. Producer's on the line. Bernard J., welcome to the show.
Oh, hi, Bernard.
Hi, Alan. Good to speak to you. Always. Hi, Lerato.
Hey, Bernard.
We'll be meeting regularly in this way.
Yes.
Well, first and foremost, I think it's absolutely brilliant that you know you've been in this business and in South Africa so many years. We had you in studio last year sometime talking about your life and about the incredible things that you've done, but this is a biggie, bringing in The Color Purple.
Yes, it's been 5 years of my life getting to this point. I desperately wanted to bring the show here, and I think I'm very fortunate indeed that Oprah Winfrey and her team seemed also to want to see the show in South Africa. So that although there was quite a battle for obtaining rights, once the new Broadway production had opened and became such a success, we ended up with them here. So actually our show in January, which Lerato now is so much part of, is going to be the first major international staging of the show since the Broadway revival.
Which is great, and I love the fact that it's going back to your old home, Bernard, at the Johannesburg Theatre.
Me too.
Because you know it so well, you know it backwards. I mean, as a producer, and then of course Janice Honeyman as a director knows it so well. So it's great because you know your space.
Yes, thank you. It does make a lot of difference. First of all, to be comfortable where you're working, and I think both Janice and I, as ex-CEOs of Johannesburg Theatre way back, and we're very comfortable indeed working there. We love the crew. We know them. They're like family to us. And I think no one understands how to use that stage in the Mandela Theatre better than Janice Honeyman. She has an intimate knowledge of what she can do and what shouldn't be done in that venue. So it's a great way to get started on a show, certainly.
And a great way to end 2017 with the pantomime, which you're involved with, and then to come out with The Colour Purple in 2018. Sure.
Yeah, two days later. We get 2 days off, mm-hmm. and then we start rehearsing The Colour Purple. So it's quite a hectic schedule.
Well, I think everyone's excited to see this production because it holds so much value. And also it holds a lot of value into the South African context, if you think about it. But it is a basic human story about a right of a woman empowering yourself, bring back your power. And Bernard, it's a very inspiring story. Of course, if you go to Steven Spielberg's movie, it is different because when I saw it, I was expecting quite a lot of that. I mean, the storyline's the same, but of course you're taking the narrative out and you put a lot of music to it.
Yes, as you said earlier, it is really, just like most space musicals, should be all about the music. So the emotion that you need to take out of The Colour Purple, the musical, that story by Alice Walker, which is so emotional, comes through the music and the lyrics. And I think the audience gets its low point and its very, very high point of absolute joy towards the end through the music.
Well, Bernard, I tell you, your work stands for itself. I'm so happy that you came onto the show. Thank you. I know you have a huge and very busy schedule, but we look forward to doing a lot more stuff with you as we go into the run of The Colour Purple. We'll have more of the cast members in studio. But I thank you for joining us. And more importantly, what else can we expect? Is there anything up your sleeve next year besides The Colour Purple, or do you really want to rest a bit?
No, I definitely don't want to rest. I don't know what the word means in working in show business and resting, but I am already working quite hard on next year's pantomime, which I'm producing again with Janice, writing and directing. It's Snow White, and we're already busy casting that. So that keeps me fairly busy, and there's a couple of musicals I'm in discussions about for 2019. So life is still very exciting, Alan.
Well, absolutely. And by the way, I said to Janice that I've got to do a panto. So not this coming on with John Robbie, but the one afterwards. Get ready.
Well, of course, you and I have worked very successfully together on this.
Well,
musical.
I don't know about success, but we made money, and it was. Yeah, I don't know about success.
Yes. Well, I definitely think it's time to get you back up there again.
So I look forward to coming. But I want to do something Danish, and I want to be horrific. I want to be baddie. A very bad bitch.
Go and have a liquid and then start discussing.
I love it. You need to catch them on guard. Okay, Bernard J., thank you for joining us. The Colour Purple opens in January, and don't miss the pantomime Pinocchio happening at the Mandela Theatre at the Civic Theatre in Johannesburg. I believe it's the kids are right now about to walk into the 10 o'clock show. Yep. So thank you, Bernard, for joining us. Well, the one and only Bernard J., Mr. Producer.
Yes.
So much fun.
Alan, I'm auditioning you. So
really?
Watch what you say. Yeah, he did say, watch him. Let me know what you think of him.
Think?
I might cast him.
Well, but what would
I like the voice so far.
What would the song be?
Love of my life. And I'll be that lady sitting right next to you.
Going, Lerato.
Yes.
The one and only Lerato Mvelazi.
Yes.
You play Shug Avery.
I play Shug Avery in The Colour
Interesting
Purple.
Character.
Very interesting character. You know, I mean, which girl doesn't want to play the girl that comes into a small town and shakes things up?
Shakes it up. She's beautiful. She's chic. She's a bit She's controversial.
She's very controversial.
I mean, well, she kisses CD on the lips. So she does.
She falls in love.
She falls in love with CD. Yeah. So she is alternative lesbian.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be. You don't have to label it. But yes.
She loves people.
Yes.
Yes.
And then of course, you know, the role was played in Broadway, by Jennifer Hudson in 2015.
So can you imagine the pressure, Alan?
You're under pressure, baby. You're under pressure.
Jennifer Hudson, come on.
But you've just come out of King Kong.
Yes.
Okay. And you've done, I mean, Home Affairs.
I did Home Affairs on TV.
And yes. you play Princess in the TV sitcom Home Sweet Home.
Yes.
You did. And I mean, you have just, your accolades just ring on and on and on.
Yes, currently a detective on Isibaya.
Oh, you're in Isibaya now?
Yes, I'm the cop. I'm the baddie.
I'm so happy that you're here. Yay.
Yeah.
Baby, can you sing?
Baby, can I sing?
And can you? We have to sing.
Yes, I can sing.
Do you know, so I went to, you know, YouTube is the best thing.
Oh gosh, I need to show my friends.
Okay. Hi guys.
Yeah.
How you doing? I love that. Now people can see me. We're live in studio. We're live on air. My name is Alan Ford. It's cliffcentral.com. And we are chatting the color purple. You've just been cast.
I've just been cast, like very recently.
Which is great.
Which is amazing. I mean, what more can a girl ask for? You come off one job and you get another job right away. But outside of that, it's just the excitement of working with Janice.
Yes.
You know, I've been, every time I see those billboards and I see Janice Hanneman, I'm like, who's this woman?
Yeah.
I need to meet her. I need to work with her. I mean, she's done amazing productions. And, you know, I've had opportunities to watch her work, but never had an opportunity to meet her and work with her, and now to meet her and you know, the idea of working with her, I'm totally excited. I'm really excited about that. And Bernard is also a very nice guy, you know. Yeah. Such a nice gentleman. So
I wanted to play a little bit for people that haven't seen The Color Purple on Broadway.
Yes,
I want to see if I can play a little bit of this for you.
Where did you put my braces at? Fix my tie, press my pants.
This is yours, mother.
Yes.
Oh, man, ain't got no chance. What is you fuss and all this stuff? What you care about yourself?
Mm.
See, hey, full of rocks.
This is you, baby.
This is
in my Sunday socks. Sean Cameron, coming to town.
And Chuck Avery has come to town. So, baby, you're in town.
I'm in town.
I love it. That's why I thought we should just welcome you with a Chuck Avery's coming to town.
Yeah. Yes, right. I'm in town. I've landed.
So you have landed. So, Lorato, tell me, what is your favorite song? What do you love singing? Do you define yourself as a singer, as an actress, as a producer, as a writer? Because you've done a lot of it.
I've done everything.
Mm. So how do you define yourself?
I'm a crazy creative. That's how I describe myself. Because, you know, I wake up in the middle of the night with an idea and I need to write it down, you know, and you know, if it gets commissioned, luckily then I get to produce it, or, you know, I get to have it on stage.
Mm.
And I can't choose, Alan. It's so hard because I can't live without writing. I can't live without the idea of acting. I can't live without the idea of singing. And acting and singing, I mean, it's what I do. It's what I was born with. You know, writing is something that I learned to do. You know,
you're born with your voice.
Yes,
you're born able to be able to sing.
Yes,
and then you're born to be able to use your mind to be able to perform.
Yes,
and then you're born to write. So, but the sequence is this: if you look at the greatest gifts that God could give anybody, it's a natural gift.
And guys, Alan knows this. Like, I trust you.
Yeah, but it's your voice.
It's my voice.
The voice is because you're born with that. Really.
You're born with it. You can learn to act.
Similar to people that have got that great physique, they can do the 100 meters and run it in 10 seconds.
Yes.
You're born like that. You know, you've got to train it and work it, but those are your gifts.
Yeah.
Those are your you know, some people, I know a guy called David Farley picks up a pencil and he draws a huge canvas of an elephant that you've never seen anything like this. In your, and seriously, it'll blow you away. It's on all the woods all over the world.
Yeah.
But you're born with that, that ability.
Yeah. To, you didn't learn to do that.
You can't learn to do that. You can sing, or you know what I mean? You can learn to sing, okay.
Yeah.
You know, but,
but you can't be an amazing singer.
So how did you? How did it start for you? How did you get bit by the entertainment bug?
Oh, God. I was six, Alan. I was in...
And where was it?
I was at elementary school. I was that child who loved attention and I wanted to sing in front of everyone and perform. And all the moms used to, you know, at creche, towards the end of the year, they have the school concerts.
Mm-hmm.
And the moms would pay for me to sing again.
You know? Really?
Yeah. They'd be like, you know, with my 5 rand, can, you know, this Laranto sing that song again? And, you know, we'd go home with money. But that's when I was like, oh, so what I'm doing is...
So you're peddling.
Yeah. You know?
Peddling your voice.
I did. And at church as well, because I grew up in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Then they put me in Sunday school choir. And I didn't know what it meant at that time. You know, I didn't know there was something I could do professionally. I just knew that it's something I do and it entertains people and they love it. And I love what it makes them feel and what they think of me and, you know, the attention that I get from it. And only as
church
I got older.
Church is a good thing.
Church is a good thing.
Because church gets, because you can get, sing in the choir.
Yeah.
Okay. You can learn how to speak if you want to
do PR,
the pulpit and read publicly. Church is a great way to do things.
It's a great, it gives you such amazing foundation. And I wish if we understood that church, now it's become so philosophical. You know, it's become what's right, what's wrong, who's God, who's not. And
yeah.
But the
or it's become very... It's become very too God. Like it's too. Poof.
It's too much.
It's too much.
I can't even go to church anymore.
You know, it's just. But I mean, like I listen to the voices in Hillsong and these type of bands, and they're beautiful.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think we kind of forgot that. You know, there's a spiritual term that says that the closest way to get to God is to sing and dance.
Yeah.
So if you're singing, because you don't think about it.
Yeah.
You're just in the shower. Everyone can sing in the shower. Yeah. And to dance,
and it's
is
not
like,
technical. It's just what we do. Now it's become technical.
Because it holds a sense of joy.
Yeah.
So what song makes you happy? Because you know you're going to get it in studio.
Right now, I must say it's a song from Color Purple. And it's called I'm Here.
I'm Here is... Oh, that is the... I'm Here song. Is the song. Oh.
I heard that song for the first time. I was like, that song describes Lerato.
Can you sing it?
Can I? No, but it's not my song, so I don't want
to. No, but you can sing it. Doesn't matter if it's not your song. It's a song. You can sing anything you wish. So are you ready?
Lerato, I'm ready.
So let's get those pops. Remember, back on the cornfields, there were not a lot of
fancy things.
So we can go on our pops alone. This is just doing this thing. Okay, a cappella, the one and only Lerato Mvelase, singing "I'm Here" from the Color Purple. Go.
I don't need you to love me. I don't need you to love. I got my sister. I can feel her now. She may not be here, but she's still mine. I know. She still loves me. Got my children. I can hold them now. They may not be here, but they're still mine. And I hope they know I still love them. Got my house. It still keeps the cold out. Got my chair when my body can hold out. Got my hands doing good like they're supposed to. Showing my heart to the folks that I'm close to. I got my eyes, though they don't see as far now. They see more about how things really are now. That's exactly where I'm at.
Sure.
That song, if you listen to it, every word.
Oh, I love that.
Oh,
I've got gooses.
Oh, it is a reflection. You know the songs you listen to, mm-hmm. and you like, you're like, Ellen, this is a nice song. You know, it makes me dance. It makes me feel good. But this song speaks to my spirit.
And I want to add to this, because the producer, or one of the founding producers of it, was Oprah.
Yes.
And of course, you know, and it, the music had to have spoken to her. And I use her as such a great person, because she inspires the world.
Yeah.
She does.
Yeah.
She spiritually inspires the world. You know, she does a lot of God's work without people realizing she's doing it.
Yeah.
And so that is, I'm here, is what a great, because you are here and you are present. Here. And
yeah.
And that's mindfulness, and that's being present.
Yes.
And that's taking today, is even though the worst might have been around you, today is your day.
Which is what Color Purple is all about. Mm. You know, it's about celebration of life outside of the adversities we go through from morning to day to night. There's so much to celebrate. You know, you go outside, there's life. You wake up, you're alive. You know, there's always something to live for. Mm. And that's what that's what drew me to this production. You know, that the idea of, it doesn't matter what I've been through. Mm. It doesn't matter what you've been through. What matters is the connection that you and I can have as people, and how what life I can bring to you, and what life you can bring to me, and how we can become happier and a better human, and better people. I mean,
people say to me, "Well, what does the color purple? What does it represent?" And I said, "You know, I don't think it's a race battle."
Yeah,
I mean, it holds that, of course, slavery, it holds a lot of that space. So don't take that away from
me.
But I think it's this rep is mainly for me about empowerment of a woman, empowerment of a mother, and empowerment of the community of women around them.
Yeah,
that's what I took from that.
Yeah.
More than, oh, it's a story about slavery, kids that are sent away, split families. So I don't, what do you take from it?
Yesterday I did an interview, and somebody wanted to talk to me about my previous relationship. And I said to her, listen, it doesn't matter what happened in my previous relationship. What matters is who I am today after the relationship. And
have I missed something?
No.
Who was the previous relationship?
No, it doesn't matter.
But who was it, for the sake of?
Oh, God, some guy. It doesn't matter.
Is he well known?
No, he is.
So everyone,
everyone knows it. You do. You probably do know it.
Tell me the name.
Oh, God, Siyabonga.
Okay, so yeah. We won't go there.
Zaga. Yeah, we won't go there. No.
Is it in the papers and stuff?
It was. When the breakup happened, yes, it was.
Are we okay now?
No, we're fine. We're fine. Okay, we're great. Fine. That's why we're doing the Color Purple. Because we're fine.
Because we're fine, yeah.
We're fine.
I'm just checking. I mean,
Ellen!
Listen, in case we need to get the dirt, let's just get it out there.
No.
I'm fine. We're not slapping each other.
There's no drama. There is no drama. Trust me. Cool. There's no drama. We're over it.
So the Heat magazines can stay bait, and they
can.
They don't even really exist.
No.
Trust me. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, cool, quiet. But clear it up, you're happy, you're fine.
I'm happy.
And you're here.
And I'm here. Okay. And I'm here.
Great. But so, tell me back to that.
What I love about the production, as much as, yes, you know, there was slavery, it was a hard time for black people in the South, in the States, in those years. But it's about the beauty of these four women who come together. And Shug Avery being the one who comes into the small town and shakes things up, because she's controversial, according to them, obviously.
You know,
I look at this character and I'm like, she was beyond the 1920s. Mm. You know, she's a woman who can, who we have today.
Today, yeah.
You know, the idea of a woman in the 1920s who knew who she was as a woman, who's empowered in her sexuality.
Demanded what she wanted to be paid.
Yeah.
She would be treated with respect. So there was no lifting, you know.
And she was not apologetic about it. Mm. And she was very straightforward. I mean, when you look at women in those years, they were very apologetic about their positions in life, in their relationships, in their families. You know, they felt like they need to do something to be appreciated. And she was like, you will appreciate me just for the fact that I am here.
So you sang beautifully. Are we going to get you back in January?
Will you get me back in January?
I want you back in. Will you
come
back?
Love to. Yes, I would.
Get you in the cast and we can talk about some more wonderful things.
Yes. And we would have had rehearsals, so it would have been nice, because we would have built nice connection with other actors. Yes.
But I do want to leave with this question. You've been in this business now for quite some time.
Yep.
Stage, film, writing. Advice to young people. It's always what advice do you have for young people in this business?
You know, living in 19, what year is this?
2017. Yeah, 19's not here at the moment, but we'll go there.
A lot of young people, and I blame the media for this, you know, they want the easy way out in life. You know, everyone wants the fame and the fortune.
It's
not, Alan. It is not. It is, you know, it's the facade that's being sold to young people that, you know, you don't have to go to school. You can just be a pretty girl. Uh-huh. You can be a handsome guy.
Ain't happening.
And everything will work out for you. But I want to say to young people out there, you know, have integrity of your own life. Understand that, you know, as much as, yes, you're a pretty boy. Yes, you're a pretty girl. Yes, you're a talented person. But you need to understand that laying a proper foundation for yourself will not only last you for today and tomorrow, just today, I mean, but for tomorrow, because you become a whole person, you know, in how you run yourself as a business. But now these young people, you know, they want, you know, I'm pretty, Ellen, put me on TV.
I'm going to end off by saying the following. Stop taking so many selfies and start networking and working with other people, because I promise you that's what the game is about. It's collaboration, not yourself, self.
Yes.
Sorry, Tootsie Roll.
Yes.
Lerato Mvelase, thank you for joining us. Suge Avery, we can't wait to see The Color Purple. Thank you to my guest, Selomake Kangube, legend.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lloyd Anthony Smith and Nothing James for discussing Bob Dylan. Bernard J, of course, Mr. Producer, yourself, and Amy Jones for coming into studio. This is The Unview, The Thin, The Rich, and The Fabulous. Nathan Rose back with us next week as he performs in Cape Town this current week. Have a beautiful day, and Viva Zimbabwe, Viva!
Viva, yes.
The Unview, The Thin, The Rich, and The Fabulous on CliffCentral.com.